Okay.
Ooh. Spooky. Ooh.
We have thoughts, and this is our Halloween episode.
Ooh. Is there any other spooky noises? Commitment. Student loans. Parking tickets.
So I'm Crystal.
I'm Anna.
I'm Joy.
And we're three friends who have a podcast about TV.
And movies occasionally.
So we pick an episode, a random one, and we talk about it. And obviously this is Halloween themed.
So this one wasn't any weird if it wasn't. This one wasn't exactly randomly chose.
We went. Yeah. Well, the show was.
Wasn't we chose it? The show and then we randomly picked the episode.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, random. And so we're just going to talk about it. So yeah.
So what are we talking about today?
Black Mirror. Season 2, Episode 3, The Waldo Moment.
Is it moment or movement?
Moment.
Okay. Anna, what is our synopsis?
A failed comedian who voices a popular cartoon bear named Waldo finds himself mixing in politics when TV executives want Waldo to run for office.
Had any of y'all seen this show before?
I've seen Black Mirror, and yeah. I think it's really great. It's been talked about as like a modern futuristic Twilight Zone. And I don't know enough about Twilight Zone to know that that's true, but it definitely is very interesting. Really interesting commentary on like stuff beyond just what happens in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
I like that it's something different each episode.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps it fresh. And very
like Subway. Exactly.
Oh, exactly. Subway. We're so Subway perplexed in a long by the time. Yeah, me neither.
I think if I'm gonna go somewhere for sandwiches, I like which better.
Or you know, my house.
Yeah, but
when
I don't want to make it myself. When I'm lazy and don't want to do it.
Right.
Which is probably my sandwich place of choice. But anyways, or Panera.
Oh hell yeah. Panera makes some good sandwiches.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Black Mirror before?
Yes, but not this episode. I hadn't seen it before.
How many episodes have you seen?
Only two other ones.
Oh, okay.
So, very...
I started watching it because my brothers were like, ooh, watch this, it's cool. I think we were in Denton with Benjamin, and he was like, hey, watch this. Because we were watching Stranger Things, but I couldn't get into it.
Mm.
So then we watched Black Mirror instead.
I can't wait to rewatch that. I'm excited.
I've seen a few. And I have unfortunately seen the first one ever. And this is your public service announcement to not watch the very first one on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Avoid it. Skip it. it's not worth it.
I've not seen it, but I don't want to.
A man fucks a pig.
She told me not to.
Ew.
Warning, please.
It's gross.
There, I spoiled it for you. You don't need to watch it. Just move on.
Yeah. All the other episodes are pretty good. So that's... unnecessary. I've seen a handful of episodes and they're really interesting. I really like them. What did we think?
I was disappointed.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
I was very interested. I was very...
It wasn't a bad story or a bad episode. It wasn't what I wanted.
What were you wanting?
I wanted something creepy. I wanted something... scary-ish. I wanted something more Halloween themed.
I will say it wasn't like Halloween themed in the normal sense of like spooky or boo or whatever. It was like a thriller, but I don't know what the name for this is.
No, I know what you mean.
It's more like a psychological sort of mind bendy, twisty, timey wimey thing.
Wibbly wobbly, timey wimey. Yeah, I get it. Except time didn't really.
Ooh, the silence was beautiful.
I really like their intro though. Their intro is funny.
And then the explanation of why it's called Black Mirror is very interesting to me.
Which is,
it's called Black Mirror because when you're staring at a TV that's not turned on, it's a mirror, but it's
like we're doing right now.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
I didn't know how to do that.
Before I had seen any episode, I thought it was about black people because it was called Black Mirror. And there's some black people in it, but like, it's not, I thought it was something completely different. But yeah, the idea of why it's called that is very interesting.
That is a great idea. It has really good cinematography. It's very high quality. It's just like the rest of the Netflix shows. Like, they pour a lot of money into it, and it turns out great. So that was satisfactory. Yeah, it looks like they really thought about it, and like the way it's fleshed out is really interesting. It felt
Tobias fucking Menzies.
Tobias Menzies, give him all the Emmys. I'm fucking ready, bitch. I'm fucking ready.
I think we've ranted and raved about him so much on this podcast, and we're just gonna do it again because
that's yes. fine.
He's amazing.
That's he is amazing.
Do it.
And I know we're hyping him up a lot for you for watching The Crown.
No, I've seen him act before,
but
it's not I've never heard of it before.
Right, but like The Crown, I think this is gonna be
for The Crown in general.
This is gonna be it. This is his Emmy. It's Emmy time. It's Emmy time, bitch. Like, I still have, like,
there's still going to be
a whole year for this. Oh, I know. All my favorites never win.
Joy, you can't love him anymore. It's time to let him go. No,
cut him off.
No. That sounded creepy. That was Joffrey's ex-wife saying no. Gwendolyn, speaking of The Crown, the Gwendolyn lady was the wife of Phillip's? Phillip's friend. Phillip's friend. I forgot what her name is. She has such an interesting face. I really like her face. It's a good, like, acting face. What?
Acting face. Just a good acting face.
All the pauses in this episode are not us having nothing to say. It's
we're kind of sleepy. It's
being cut out by ghosts. Can you hear
them? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're booing around everywhere.
They're booing around.
They're cutting out the parts they don't like.
Yep. But I do like how the house is decorated. Thanks, guys. It looks amazing.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to post up some pictures of our Halloween house because it looks fucking cool.
It's like three different types of decoration.
To me, they all go
together.
They all go together.
Except for this one.
It looks Halloween-y.
This one kind of sticks out.
No, it doesn't. I think it looks great.
I like it.
I think it looks great, but we've got this cute little, like, boo, and it's very cutesy and cartoony, and then everything else is not
dark and spooky because
we're complex people, so it actually makes
sense. We're children and adults at the same time.
Yes, ma'am.
I like the way she said, I don't remember how she pronounced it. I think via instead of via. Yeah, I was like, ooh, that's interesting.
Via the door.
Tobias Menzies. I like him with his longer hair. His longer hair really suited him. It's weird how this is only from, 2013?
Mm-hmm.
And he looks so much younger just because...
Makeup and stuff.
Yeah, I guess he's not playing a historical character at
the
time.
How old is he in real life?
41, 42.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I looked it up one time. But I guess just because he's not in, like, period piece clothing, he doesn't look, like, super old. Mm-hmm. He's so beautiful. I just love him. He's such a great actor.
So, I don't know if you caught it, but... The comedian at the very beginning where we made his first appearance on that talk show, the guy said, "Abba believes in angels, and R. Kelly believes that he could fly." And I was like,
I believe I can fly. Oh no!
Something good in everything I see.
I definitely was gonna start singing.
R. Kelly sings that song?
No, that's from Mamma Mia.
Oh, I was gonna say.
I was thinking of R. Kelly
believes
song.
It says Abba believes in angels, and R. Kelly believes he could fly.
Oh, okay.
I was like, yes. What?
Of course, I go to R. Kelly, and she goes to Abba.
And I went to R. Kelly. Oh, that was nice. Angel Eyes, though. Her, I will say, Gwendolyn's hair flip, though. Like, she had a very, like...
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what decade that hair flip is. That, like...
Late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah, and then it came back in the 90s, weirdly. At least in all the, like, Mexican novelas, like, they all had that.
I had that hair when I was, like...
Yeah, it was a little, like, whoop. Like, a little swoop.
In school, I had that for sure.
What's her name? The producers? His producer?
Oh, yeah. Her hair was really cool.
I like everything that she was wearing.
Yeah.
I wanted all of it. I wanted the pleated pants. I wanted that leather jacket. She just looked very, like, put together, but still cool.
You know, she reminded me of Cosima.
Yes.
Like, I feel like her and Cosima could be, like, friends or hang out or whatever.
Or twins or something. Let's put another twin in there, another clone.
She was very cool. I liked her vibe.
Yes, guys. I promise we're here. We're just
this very episode doesn't have much for us to say
because it was just that great. I thought it was really good.
I liked it. I mean, I don't think I was very interested.
Yeah, I mean, you were so interested, you had no notes.
No, because I wanted to see what was happening. Like, there right. was nothing that was, like, crazy or outlandish enough for me to stop what I was doing and comment on it.
Yeah.
Especially because, you know, it deals with, I like to think a cartoon couldn't run, but crazier things have happened. So it's interesting to see how people react to certain things like that.
Right.
And how, like, yeah, this is, like, a TV show, but, like, mm-hmm. stuff happens, and it's just like it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I will say though, since this is in the future, early voting. We're in Texas. Early voting has started in Texas and pretty much everywhere else, I believe. So if you,
this is a joyous PSA for the
my PSA, yeah. my wonderful, lovely here, do your part and your civic duty.
I did say what a fun one to watch for midterms.
Right? Yeah, I was like, wow.
So this is our Halloween episode. Like, it's our midterm episode.
Well, might as well be
midterms and Halloween landed on the same time. Yes, midterm elections are on now. Go for your governors, representatives, all that stuff. It's really important, so fucking do it. Otherwise, fucking Waldo turquoise bear will run for office and win, because like Crystal said, crazier things have happened. Yeah, I was like, how weird we're watching this episode.
Yeah, and I thought it was very interesting.
How do we get all these timely episodes that they just happen to run in with whatever is happening in,
well,
in
our, you know,
lives or something?
Well, I would say, you know.
Oh yes, so. Everything is, the things have aligned.
You know, whatever.
I really do think, like, all the, I really like, and I'm always interested in, like, political shows, because mm-hmm. I'm like, I really think that that's how it goes. And even though it seems much more, like, planned or convoluted or whatever, I really do think that that shit goes down that way. There really is someone who's just, like, boring and bland and is running for whatever, and then somebody else that is doing it just because they have to, and even though they know they're gonna lose, like, the party still needs to put someone out there.
It's probably exaggerated, but not as much as we think it is.
Right, you know? Right. Like, yes, a stupid blue bear could run for office, and
a stupid blue bear did, except ours was orange.
Yeah, we had a Cheeto instead of a blue bear. But there's so many tropes in, like, political shows that even when you watch or keep up with election stuff or anything like that, you see it happen, and maybe not as explicitly, but there's always someone who's just like the normal kind of person that's just running, and then there's the crazy person, and then there's a person that nobody votes for because they're Green Party or Libertarian or whatever. At least here in Texas.
In The West Wing, we find out, I think it's in, it's later on, like in the middle of the show, that when he was running for president, it wasn't his goal to win. He was like, I was just supposed to get in there, make a few speeches, make them, you know, stay on point and make them honest. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up in the White House. He was like, so it was never, like, I just wanted to speak my mind and have somebody hear me. And now I'm here. And I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I think that's something that in general is more needed, and we see definitely more now, people being more honest about where they come from and what they're about and what they're doing, which I think is good, because transparency is really important, because if you're going to have someone that represents you, you need to know where the fuck they've been, what they did.
And you know what? Even if I didn't know what was going on and I was going to vote, I'd still vote. Or Beto. I say that to make Joy laugh. I would vote for Beto because he really likes Whataburger.
Oh my God.
I mean, if you're going to pick a stupid reason to vote, you might as well go with that one.
But seriously, don't. Pick a good reason, please.
Please do your research. Go also, online.
He really Google. Likes Whataburger. So
but he really does like Whataburger.
That's just a pro for him.
But every real Texan likes Whataburger.
I mean, I don't hate it. It's fine. It's not my favorite, though.
But you'll go there.
She's wrong.
Well, yeah, I mean, why not? It's food, and I don't hate it, so. There's hardly any fast food that I hate, actually.
So. Ooh, weren't you talking about Taco Bueno, that you don't like that anymore?
Oh, well, no, because people who think that's actual Mexican food need to be educated. But I don't mind the, what are those things called? With the tortilla in the middle? I mean, the tostada and the with the...
The chalupa?
No, it's got like cheese and, oh my God, I'm blanking. It's a thing. It's like you have it in your hand. And you just. It's like a tostada, and it's wrapped around in a tortilla, and it has like cheese, and it has lettuce and sour cream, and. Oh, I'm so
the Crunchwrap Supreme.
Yes. That is actually good. But when I say good, I mean like good for Taco Bell. Like if I had that between that or like good Taco Casa, I'm going to go to Taco Casa
for Tex-Mex or whatever. I'm really excited because my friend Rachel's coming in from out of town. And so I found some soy chorizo that has no beef in it. I think I told you when we were at the store. So I'm going to make soy chorizo. So
that I'm skeptical. I will try it, but I am.
It's really good. Yes. She's pescatarian now, but yes, pretty mostly vegetarian.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was such a fake laugh.
I sound like every politician ever.
My name is Joy.
There's actually, while you were describing the Crunchwrap Supreme, there's this really funny comedian. I have no idea what her name is, but I shared this video with my mom on Facebook. And it was, she was describing Mexican food to somebody else. And she was like, well, so tell me, what goes in an enchilada? Well, it's a tortilla, some chicken, some, you know, some cheese, some beans, and, you know. And she's like, okay, well, what goes in a taco? A tortilla, some chicken, some beans, some cheese. Well, what goes on a sope? It's kind of like a tortilla, but smaller, some chicken, some cheese. And it was so fucking funny because she listed off like 10 different dishes and they were all like, was pollo, lechuga, un poquito de queso, frijoles.
That's all you need, really.
Honestly, Mexicans know how to make 30 different versions of the same thing. And I am very happy about it.
I never thought about it. I love that. That's
beans.
So funny.
I love beans. I love rice. I love tortillas. Mm-hmm. Like, you just can't go wrong. That's comfort food right there.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the Mexicans. Shout out to ourselves. Shout out to food. Shout out to beans for being the damn thing. Like, protein, delicious. I can put some cheese on it. Frijoles, queso, arroz. Una tortilla, un poquito de pollo, lechuga.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. I just thought it was so funny. Every time my mom and I go somewhere now, she's like, oh, well, what's in this? A tortilla, un pollo, un poquito de queso.
Also, it's not poquito, it's a lot.
Yeah.
If you're talking to me.
Yeah.
But she actually was, because you're over there not even paying attention.
I'm paying attention. I just don't have anything to add to this conversation.
You can add
tortilla, pollo, queso.
Exactly. That was beautiful.
So would you recommend the show for someone to watch?
I liked it. And the only episodes that I saw before this was the USS Callister. That was very good. That's the first one I ever saw. And then I forgot what it was called. It's like black and white. Hold on. I'm going to look it up.
Black and white? I don't think I've seen that one.
It's not called black and white. It's called something else. Anyways, I really liked the two episodes.
Didn't the USS Callister win the Emmy for limited series or limited movie something this year?
I know it was nominated for show.
I know it was nominated. I think I remember.
And it's got my side piece, Jimmy Simpson.
My side piece? Oh my God.
If you guys have not listened to one of our three or four getting to know yous and want to know a little bit more about us and how fucking ridiculous we are, but how hilarious this is all.
I mean, you can see how fucking ridiculous we are. We listen to any episode.
Literally any episode. But fair. That one in particular, we did the Internet Boyfriends meme and
Metalhead. That's what it was called.
Metalhead.
It was very good.
The Internet Boyfriend bracket and.
It was a fun time.
It was a good time. I liked it. It was fun.
It was stressful.
It was fun. It was surprisingly stressful.
It made my cholesterol go through the roof. I'm just kidding.
So remember, you guys, I told Vicky about it. And
Vicky.
And for her. All right, ghost, come get these bitches. I told Vicky about it, and she was, like, very conflicted. I think on one side of the bracket, she was down to Chris Evans or Donald Glover / Childish Gambino. And she was like. At the Childish Gambino concert, she was like, I think I know who's winning now.
I forgot she went to see him. Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
They saw him in Houston.
Did he perform the whole show?
Oh, yeah, did he?
Oh, that was the day before, so
okay,
yes.
Okay, so he did.
I'm upset, but I mean, he's injured, so I'm sorry. Yeah, so since she'll be here this weekend, we gotta make her finish the bracket.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna sit her down, but not tell her why. Be like, and put the bracket in front of her. Be like, finish this. If you want to.
You must choose.
Now. That'll be great.
Yeah, oh my do God. It. It'd be worth it.
So, the red pill or the blue pill?
I've never seen that movie before.
Me either.
Oh, really?
Making references I don't even know.
That's the best. Because that means literally everybody has talked about it.
Seriously.
So I'm very excited for this weekend, guys.
Yeah, Halloween's coming. What are y'all going to be? Let us know.
Yeah, I thought you were asking us. I was like,
you literally were in a group costume. This has
been like 2 months in the making.
No, oh my God. Duh.
Oh, I barely ordered my shoes today. I hope they come in time. Oops. My wig is here.
Your wig is here too, Crystal.
Oh, shit. We got to try on your wig.
I
forgot.
So I think I have everything then. The
wig, the costume, the stockings, the shoes. Are you going to take
up the jacket though?
Oh, shit. Fuck. All right. Yeah.
Thanks. Don't put it in her room because it'll get lost.
Don't put it in my room. I'm going to put my backpack out and you can put it in there and I'm going to sew it up. We got a group costume going this year. I think Vicky's going to join in.
I hope she does.
It'll be amazing. I told Rachel about it too. So Rachel might. I don't know who else she would be. I think we were talking about the Asian girl in the movie.
or what are the other girls in that movie? I don't know.
The teachers.
Yeah.
Mrs. Weiss?
Miss Geist?
I don't know names.
The gym teacher as well.
The gym teacher.
Remember? When she tries to get out of gym?
Yes. Or whatever. Well,
or the girl that what's his face goes on a date with.
Oh my God. Just some random extra. Be a random extra. All you have to do is put on a mini skirt and a plaid shirt. Done. That's easy. That's
she should
easy
be, costume. What's his face? The one that she goes on, not Elton. The other one, Damien.
With the homies.
What's Damien?
You gotta sing that song.
Oh my God, please.
We're gonna clear the stage. You're gonna stand on the ottoman and perform.
That's all I know of the song. And
that's all you need to know, though.
That's all you need to know. She just says that over and over.
And I'm pre-makeover Thai, so.
Oh, so she doesn't know it then.
So what are you gonna do? Are you gonna have that voice on all night?
Oh my God, please.
I might need to watch the movie.
We can watch it again.
We can watch it right now. That's what we're doing? Yes, we gotta practice.
So anything else we want to discuss as far as...
Surprise, we're going to be...
Tournament! Wait, but this is afterwards.
I literally just said it.
Yeah.
And it's coming out after, that's true.
Yeah. Fine, whatever. I totally forgot about that. Yes, we're going to be... Anna's going to be Ty. I'm going to be Cher. And Crystal's going to be Dion, obviously.
Naturally.
So we're going to be the girls from Clueless. And the black ones. Vicky's going to be Amber.
Mm-hmm.
With her red pigtails that I'm very excited about.
They go like this, like Lindy Lou or whatever her name is.
Cindy Lou Who?
Cindy Lou, there you go. Whatever. And then Rachel might be one. Who?
Rachel might
the
be
Asian girl?
The Asian girl. That's fine. She has long, dark, straight hair. I'll find her a cardigan and a plaid skirt. It'll be easy.
She has like those, she has like some poofy thing in her hair, I think.
Oh, the little poof balls?
Yeah.
We'll
watch the movie.
So let us know what you guys are going to be.
Yeah.
That's super exciting.
Or what you were, I guess.
What you were. Who are
you? So anything as far as movies or TV is this concern to discuss? Anything new as of late?
Ooh, what have we seen? What have we
watched?
What have you been
watching? Linus, please.
So it's October. Duh. So St. Patrick's Day is this month?
I was like, wait, what?
Call back.
You said that so Scooby-Doo. Like... You said it so, like, nonchalantly. Calmly, I was, like, ready to believe you. Like, what?
I guess it is St. Patrick's Day. Thank you for reminding me.
To get that reference, go back and listen to our 30 Rock episode.
Yes, please do. That was hilarious.
Because I am a
Scooby-Doo
doofus. Anyway, I've been watching a lot of scary movies lately.
All right. So give us some recommendations, Anna. What is some good stuff you've been seeing?
To be fair, I haven't seen really anything new.
Mm-hmm.
Except for one, which I'll get to in a minute. I've been kind of... going back and rewatching movies I haven't seen in 10 years or whatever that I haven't seen since I first started watching scary movies or they first came out. So I just kind of started off with it just escaped me. Oh, I watched Blair Witch Project.
Ooh, I've always wanted to see that. But I'm scared.
It's the least scary movie in the entire world.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a...
I'll consider it.
My sister watched it when I was like in the fourth or fifth grade. Mm-mm. And her and her friend got so freaked out. They came to our room and were like, we're just going to hang out with you guys for a little bit. And then they forgot to go to the living room and turn off the TV. So the creepy menu music was just replaying and replaying. So me and my friend had to go out there and turn it off. And we were terrified. But anyway, I saw it a few years later. I guess I found it pretty scary. I don't know. It's so bad. It's so bad. But it did start a whole movement in horror movies. It started the found footage and inspired a whole subgenre of horror. So it's credit where credit is due, but it's not that great of a movie. And so from there, I went and I watched Paranormal Activity. Still got me.
Very scary. I will not touch that.
Yeah. Ever. Mm-hmm. It was good. And I was watching it during a storm. So the thunder whenever the demon is doing things around the house, there's like the sound that they play. It's like a kind of like a thunder sound. It's just like a boom, that like a prolongated boom. Mm-hmm. And so the thunder was going. I was like, ooh, it set the tone so well. I've watched The Conjuring. I've never seen The Conjuring 2, and I finally watched that, and it was all right. The first one is still one of the best horror movies I think I've seen.
Really?
The Conjuring is great. I watched... Oh, the new one I watched that I want to recommend to everybody, it's on Netflix right now. It's called The Witch. It was so interesting.
Who's in that?
No one I know.
Actually, is it like European or something?
No, it's set here in America, but it's like Puritan era. Like before Salem Witch Trials, after the first Thanksgiving. It's very, I was telling Crystal, it's very aesthetic. Like, I don't know the correct term, but they create such an aesthetic in that movie, and it's so well done. It's so great. And there's a little boy actor in that who was fantastic. Carrie, I would put him on the same level as Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things.
Oh, really?
Like, he did some really great work in that movie. And it wasn't really, like, scary. It wasn't, like, there was a few, like, little jump scares, and the story itself was kind of creepy, but it was just a really great movie. And then right now I'm watching that new horror series on Netflix, The House on Haunted Hill, or The Haunting of the Hill House, or whatever the fuck it is.
The HHH.
Because it's based on the same house as my favorite scary movie, The Haunting. So, it's okay. It's nothing extra special yet. I'm only halfway through.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it hasn't gotten to the good parts yet.
Yeah. So, that's what I've been doing this month. And
Do you have a favorite
horror movie?
I just said
The Haunting. No, like of all time.
The Haunting?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's that about?
It's an old black and white movie. It's about this haunted house, this big mansion, and this group, I believe, it's been such a long time since I've seen it. I think there's like a clairvoyant and there's supposed to be like a psychic or whatever that they go into the house and they start to feel the presence that is there. And it's very interesting. And it's black and white. And it's not terribly scary. It's more just a great story. And I have just a very fun memory of watching it on the couch with my family growing up. There's one big jump scare where she finally gets like this attic door open or whatever, and a body falls out or someone is hanging there. And we all jumped. And at the same time that happened, she screamed, our phone rang, our house phone. And so we all jumped and screamed even more. It was it was great. That's
cool.
I think that's probably my favorite. But up there is Hereditary and The Conjuring for sure.
Oh, really?
And The Ring. I love The Ring. Such a great story.
It's easily a list of movies I will never see. Although I have seen The Ring now. I don't know how I got through that.
I think you could probably handle The Haunting if you ever really wanted to. It's really not. And because it's so old.
It's not. Yeah, it's less like.
Yeah.
It's an old movie. It's black and white. Like, it's not. Anyway.
It's just different.
It's good.
Okay.
It's got Russ Tamblyn. And he's in the series, too. I thought that was cool.
I like it. All right. Well, I will make a little note of your movies.
But you don't like scary movies either.
It's like, you ain't going to watch them.
I'm going to watch The Blair Witch Project. I will probably not watch anything else. Hereditary, I heard, was terrifying. I'm not going to do that. The Conjuring, fuck no.
Hereditary was so good. The Haunting,
maybe. But the way I'm going to watch these is like with all the lights on in the middle of the day when it's really sunny in the middle of summer.
That's how I started. And
nothing is creepy because
in the middle of summer.
I'm a baby and I'm not going to do this.
My first scary movie was, it was technically a TV movie, Stephen King's Rose Red. And I made my sister watch it with me at like 10:30 in the morning during the summer. and it was great.
I remember the first scary movie I ever saw, because we weren't really allowed to watch scary movies in the house, which is fine because I'm a big baby, is I was at a friend's birthday party and like they had like the like cake and the table and the whatever. And in the living room, they were playing It. Mm-hmm. The original It. And I was like, guys, I don't like this. I'm going to stay over there where the cake is and stuff. Cause
how very joy.
Yeah, thanks, bitch. I just remember seeing it. All I my saw was that cake. Scene. Yes, my friend cake. I remember seeing the shot of like it in the storm drain.
Mm-hmm.
And I was freaking out and super scared of storm drains for years. For years, I would not walk around. I would literally like go across the street and then go around or just like run through the grass or something, because I was like fucking freaked out. All I saw was that face in the storm drain and I was like, nope, not it. Literally
because of the shower drain too, and that scared me for years.
Thanks, now I'm gonna think about that when I shower.
It's okay, you're about to go pour some bleach down it, so
you'll
get him good.
Yeah,
no, I haven't watched scary movies in a long time because both of you are not a fan of them. So I haven't really indulged in a really long time, even since before, like at the apartment when it was just me and Crystal. So watching Hereditary a few months ago, kind of like, I was like, oh, it's awake now. I want to see more. And so I've been watching a lot more.
That's cool. I like it.
I like them.
I like that you like them.
Do you remember when I saw The Ring? Because in the movie, she comes, like, she crawls out of a TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a TV VCR set in my room.
Oh, yeah.
And so I put a sheet over my TV because I was afraid she was going to come out. That was very terrifying.
I used to have one of those, too. Did you have one of those?
My sister did.
It was like a 13-inch TV with a VHS attached to the bottom. And I was like, yes, I can watch.
It felt so cool.
I can watch The Lost World a million times. No one's going to say shit. The Lost World.
It was on that TV that I fell in love with Titanic.
Oh, yes. I went and watched Titanic a lot.
The two VHS sets.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which was really funny. Titanic, actually, our family, for some reason, shared the VHS. Like, I don't know whose it actually was, but it was at my grandfather's house. But just like somebody would take it home and then bring it back. And, like, I don't remember how that whole situation
worked. Like renting
it
out at the library.
Yes, but it's at our house. So, like, only one person owned it, and we had to share it. And that was great. Speaking of scary things, I don't know if we talked about this last time, but we watched Charmed.
Oh, no, we haven't talked about this.
Okay, because it just came out this Sunday. Last Sunday, but we didn't get a chance to talk about it. So we started watching Charmed. We got to represent for the people. So
that's literally the only reason why I'm watching it.
Because Crystal doesn't like scary things.
Well, it's not scary. She's not watching it next week.
It's not interesting to me. I just don't care.
Like supernatural stuff or whatever.
Yeah, and even then when I watched Charmed originally, I didn't really.
You watched Charmed originally?
Yeah, but not all the way. Like I think all of season one, and like slowly started stop watching it. Like I was gone way before Rose McGowan got there.
That was season 3.
Was it? Okay.
Season 4.
By then.
You watched all of Charmed, right?
Y'all it.
Yeah.
I watched parts of Charmed because we weren't allowed to watch it.
The power of three will get you free.
But I got to rewatch it whenever it was on like reruns on Oxygen TBS or Bravo or something.
Yeah.
I caught some
of
it.
That's how I started watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the theme song too. That helped a lot.
I would wake up in the morning and I'd catch like the last 15 minutes of Angel. Had no idea what was happening.
Angel.
And then I would watch two episodes of Charmed as I was getting ready.
I like stories about groups of women being friends or sisters and stuff like that. So naturally, I will watch it. I will keep watching.
And did you like it? What you saw?
Represent for the people. Yeah, it was enjoyable. Yeah. It wasn't like groundbreaking or anything, but I like it. It was enjoyable. I'll keep it on TV. It's like watching most any other CW shows. I'm not going to be like following everybody and like paying attention to everything.
I don't know. I feel about Riverdale very differently. Because that show is nuts and I'm in. I am so in.
So I guess that kind of fits in the Halloween thing though, because now they have a cult or something.
Sure.
It'll be totally different next week probably.
It's a demon, it's a cult, it's a witch.
All of it.
Who knows?
One's in jail. There's cheerleaders there.
I don't know anything about the show other than what you guys tell me.
It's absurd.
Like the last few scenes that I'll watch as I'm coming home.
It's nuts.
And it just looks fucking ridiculous,
but it's fantastic.
Which,
like, I'm in.
Is so fitting.
This is quality television.
This is what the CW spends their money on.
Good. And you know what? They're doing okay.
Good for them.
We were talking about this, Anna and I. Like, we appreciate what CW does with their shows. Mm-hmm. You know, but I think because they're really the only network who can. Mm-hmm. You know, other shows other networks, they have a certain quota they have to fill and a certain audience they have to obtain and maintain, and CW doesn't really have that. They kind of do.
Their audience is so much younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they have the freedom to have these type of shows that, you know, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend would never be on CBS.
Oh, yeah.
Or Charmed would never be on ABC or something. So
yeah, they're not like this.
Exactly. So even though they're not the best quality, they do what they can to further the... Mm-hmm.
The channel itself is pretty diverse.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's really cool. I mean,
it's pretty diverse and pretty progressive.
You can't hate a network for that.
No.
For trying, at least. Yeah. You know?
They're at least pushing some boundaries.
You know? They're doing what they can. So bravo, CW.
Way to go, CW. This is why we keep you here.
Remember when you used to give me shit for watching CW?
I still do.
Yeah. Well, you watch it now too.
We can give you shit.
Because you do. No, Riverdale is ridiculous. I know. I get it. But I can't stop watching it.
That's how they get you. It's like crack.
I stopped watching Jane.
And you also watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Huh? What?
Are you going to keep watching Jane?
I want to... Yes. Again, that's another one, too.
It's
where
almost over.
I know.
It's the last season, right?
It's the one coming out. I want to support that show because of what it's doing. Uh-huh. But it's just such a beating to watch it for me.
It's a novela.
But I normally like that, so I don't know what it is about. I think because...
The issue is they don't lean into the novella enough. They just let it... Like, it's there. It's part of it. They don't, like, lean into the cheese. It's not all novella. They're like, here's a little bit of the novella, and here's the drama.
Okay.
So they need to lean into more cheese?
They need some more cheese. Either they don't have a good ratio.
Balance. Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's what I think.
I saw up until...
I feel like they did in the beginning, but I haven't... I've only watched... two seasons. Oops, my bad.
Because the one that just happened was three, right?
Four.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Dang. Yeah, I really only watched
two. Okay, so I need to finish season four, and I will watch season five, because I really want to support those group of people. I think, again, CW, thank you.
CW, also thank you for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
The Jane the Virgin, to me, is just tired. And maybe the season finale, I read a bunch of things that a lot of it was game changery or whatever. So I'll get there. But Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, I appreciate that too, because that show is so different than anything else on television.
Mm-hmm. And it's so open, and it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't pretend to be something it's not.
Do you want me to spoil it for you?
No. I'll get there eventually.
Time travel.
And I feel like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is really good because it keeps me engaged. Mm-hmm. It's catchy, and like the whole way they dealt with her diagnosis and all of that stuff was really, really great. You know, because a lot of people are afraid to even talk about stuff on television,
but they do it in like a really fun way, which sounds so cheesy, but they really do fun way to do it, because like cheesy song and dance, like
like they kind of show you like this is the thing and she's going through this and blah blah blah.
They have a really good balance where they can be super cheesy about the songs,
but they say something.
But they also say
they have a point.
She has a voice.
There's a purpose.
She has something she is saying.
Mm-hmm. And I like a show that doesn't take itself too seriously, and it's meta in a kind of ways. I love that. I think that's really.
I really enjoyed in the season premiere this year where she was singing in the jail and it wasn't produced or anything. Yeah. It was just her like
singing,
not singing too, too well. And I was like, because that's how she really sings. Uh-huh. Everything else is in her head. Mm-hmm.
Ratata.
Ratata. I do that all the time. And I felt so like, don't look at me. Don't look at the scene.
That was so funny. And then what was the song from the... What was the song?
Mm-hmm.
A little too much. What was the song? The Creep?
Was it? The Cringe.
Do the Cringe.
Ah.
Again, relatable.
Do the Cringe.
My whole... We're going to learn the dance and be that for Halloween next year.
Yes.
I'm down for that.
Those costumes are amazing. Anyways, go watch The CW. Go watch Black Mirror. Go watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and
have a Riverdale. Fun and safe Halloween.
Have a fun and safe Halloween. From us to you.
Eat lots of candy, man.
Our the candy man. Be the candy man.
Give us some candy, man.
Because he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
The world tastes good. Bye.